With me here in this interview is Dr. Paul Aho, who is with Poultry Perspective. And Doctor, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and Poultry Perspective.
Well, I run a one-man poultry consulting company, work in economic issues primarily.
Yeah, when it comes to one of the things we want to talk about here is ethanol, and especially how that might impact the poultry industry. What are the types of things that you are finding or telling your clients on this issue?
Well, I think this particular next couple of years will be critical ones as far as the price of corn goes. We're seeing a little more ethanol than we thought would be produced, and that's going to have an effect on corn prices. And I'm particularly concerned about the effect on corn prices should we have a drought or any kind of planting problem this year, early frost, problem in the middle of the summer, any kind of problem with the quantity of corn produced this year, and we're going to have a spike in corn prices to very high levels.
Well, this is definitely an issue in the whole area of renewable energy right now. Last night, the president made his speech, and if I got it right, he certainly has called for a big increase in the renewable fuel standard, which would, I guess, open the door, put the pressure on for more production. How does that speech and what you think may come out of that, how does that look for the future?
Well, what he proposed last night was an amount of ethanol that would exceed the entire U.S. Corn crop. So I'm assuming that he's not going to be doing this with corn. Not all of it, for sure.
Well, and I think anybody who's in the ethanol industry realizes that corn just happens to be the most convenient product because of the distribution, the supply. But there are going to be other ways that they will make ethanol in the future. But getting back to how this affects people involved in poultry production, how would you describe the immediate current impact of the fact that corn is a little higher priced, and what kind of effect is that really having in the industry?
The effect this year on the meat industry in the U.S. is about $2 billion in costs. So that would be the turkey and the broiler meat industry. The effect on the table egg industry is about $750 million. So those are increased costs that will obviously be passed on to consumers. So right now we're looking at a situation where the production of turkeys, broilers, and eggs is going to have to be lower than it was than it would have been otherwise to bring prices up.
Is there anything that producers can do to help with the situation in terms of feed for their livestock? Alternatives?
Well, maybe put a moratorium on new ethanol plants.
Well, it is, I think, a tough issue because we obviously want to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. I don't think anybody argues that. But certainly there in the short term, it looks like it's having an impact. How about as we look out into the future? I mean, realizing that ethanol will be made out of other biomass materials besides just corn, what's your long-term outlook or forecast?
Well, I think we need to see if the cellulosic ethanol will work or not. I think that certainly would be a good alternative to using corn. It's not ready for prime time yet. So that's something that may happen in the future.
What kinds of questions or research or information are your clients asking about on this issue?
Primarily the effect on the price of corn and the effect on exports of chicken, the effect on prices of chicken, just what kinds of things could happen. And I think it's very difficult now because we're going into uncharted waters with this sudden use of corn, which is now 20% of the U.S. crop and will be 30% of the crop next year. So that's a big change in 1 year.
Do you see that corn growers are able to up production? I mean, I know there's fears, like you said, about what happens if we have a crop problem, but how about the idea of increasing production? Any estimates of what that could do?
Well, there's no doubt that we will see increased production. The question is how much and how fast can it be done? We'll see. We'll see if they can respond.
So you'd say an uncertainty is certainly the word of the day when it comes to this whole issue right now?
I think you could boil it down to we're going to have higher corn prices and we're going to have more volatile corn prices. I think that's the net effect of ethanol.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Paul Aho with Poultry Perspective talking about how ethanol is having an impact as we look forward to the future of the poultry industry. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.